This is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller. U.S. President Donald Trump pushed back against criticism that he was soft on Russia when he met with Russian President Vladimir Putin.
We're doing very well, probably as well as anybody has ever done with Russia. And there's been no president ever as tough as I have been on Russia.
Trump said that was something the Kremlin was aware of.
I think President Putin knows that better than anybody, certainly a lot better than the media. He understands it, and he's not happy about it, and he shouldn't be happy about it, because there's never been a president as tough on Russia as I have been.
When asked by reporters if he thought Russia was still targeting the United States, the president said no, contradicting recent warnings from his top intelligence chief. The 12 young soccer players rescued from a flooded cave in Thailand were talking to reporters earlier today. The AP's Rita Foley has that story.
They are ready to go home.
The young boys, 11 to 16 years old, left the hospital and entered a news conference venue to the applause of reporters and classmates. But how are they, really?
They are physically healthy. They've also been assessed for their emotional state, and everything seems to be in good order.
A translator describing the doctor's report. The boys said their ordeal made them stronger. Several said they want to grow up to be Navy SEALs, like those who saved them. I'm Rita Foley.
Rescuers have found six bodies and are digging through a mound of rubble after the collapse of two multi-story buildings in the east of the Indian capital. A police officer said another four or five people may be trapped underneath the debris. Rescuers have yet to pull out any survivors from the rubble 24 hours after the clearing operation started. A six-story building under construction collapsed into an adjacent four-story building Tuesday night. This is VOA News. European Union antitrust regulators levied a record $5 billion fine against Google Wednesday for illegal restrictions on Android smartphone makers and mobile network operators. Reuters' Lisa Fielder has the details.
The EU's punishment only amounts to about 2 weeks' revenue, but it faces more if it doesn't change within 90 days. Reuters' European tech correspondent Doug Buswein.
In practical terms, a fine of this order would represent an inconvenience but not a threat to Google's business.
Google says it will appeal the fine. It argues that its hold on advertising keeps its software free for consumers and low cost for third-party developers to work with, and that its chief competitor, Apple, uses a system that blocks rivals even more.
That was Reuters news agency reporter Lucy Fielder. Former FBI Director James Comey is taking a partisan stand in this fall's midterm elections. The AP's Ben Thomas reports.
James Comey is urging voters to support Democrats in November's midterm elections. In a tweet, Comey, who was fired from his post as FBI director last year by President Trump, writes the Republican Congress has proven incapable of fulfilling the founders' design that ambition must counteract ambition. That's a reference to the need for Congress to provide checks and balances to presidential power. Saying history has its eyes on us, the former FBI director writes, all who believe in this country's values must vote for Democrats this fall. Comey recently said he no longer considers himself a Republican. Ben Thomas, Washington.
A Catholic order has reached a $1 million settlement over sexual abuse scandals. AP correspondent Walter Ratcliffe has more.
A Roman Catholic order has agreed to pay more than $1 million to eight people who say they were sexually abused by two priests in Massachusetts. Members of the Order of St. Augustine say they settled due to a desire to promote healing. The order's attorney says five men and three women were abused by the priests in the 1970s and early 80s. The victims were 9 to 12 years old at the time. He says one of the victims wrote about her abuse to the late Cardinal Bernard Law, indicating the former Archbishop of Boston knew of sexual abuse by priests. I'm Walter Ratliff.
A Nigerian police official says authorities have arrested 22 Boko Haram extremist leaders and fighters who are responsible for the mass kidnapping of schoolgirls in Chibok and more than 50 suicide bombings. Borno State Police Commissioner Damian Chukwu says police seized the coordinators of suicide bombings in Borno and the coordinator and participants in the Chibok abductions in 2014. More than 100 of the Chibok girls have yet to be returned. Boko Haram has killed more than 20,000 people during its nine-year insurgency. For additional stories and in-depth coverage, visit our website. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.